You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts, which along with pretty much everything else going on during this pandemic has been a changing scene. A lot of us look forward to Restaurant Week in Ann Arbor that typically takes place in January, but that was not the case this year. But fear not, it's still happening. And here to tell us more about that is Sandra Andrade, Executive Director of Main Street Ann Arbor. Thanks for joining us, Sandra.
Thank you, Lisa.
So Restaurant Week, we can still look forward to it?
Yeah. Like you mentioned, we usually do it in January. And like everybody else, this pandemic has thrown everything for a loop. We knew that we couldn't do our regular restaurant week with the fixed prices because restaurants can't be giving discounts right now. Right now, you know, everybody's in survival mode. But we felt it was really important to still do and still keep the tradition of just highlighting our restaurants and our chefs. So we decided to keep it, but we're going to do it in February. So it'll be February 21st through 26th. And completely different format this time around. So like I said, usually fixed pricing, but this time around we're making it fit the times that we're in. So there are family meals that you can get to go. There are still the course meals that are both dine-in and to go, a lot of the chef highlights. And then we also have demonstrations this year by chefs and bartenders for things you can do at home, like get cocktail kits or whatever, and learning how to do stuff at home. So lots of different stuff going on this time around.
Let's go back to the beginning. What was the original purpose or intention of Restaurant Week in Ann Arbor?
The culinary scene in Ann Arbor is renowned, and everybody, it's one of the things that make Ann Arbor Ann Arbor. So Restaurant Week has always been to highlight that about us, to highlight that culture, the diversity, the cuisine, the incredibly diverse cuisine that we have and we're fortunate to have. So that's always been the point of Restaurant Week. So we're still, the event still carries that. But like I said, with the pandemic, we just had to change course this time around and create different categories than what we normally do.
It's been tough times for all restaurants everywhere, including in Ann Arbor. So this could be a new way or a new opportunity to show our support for those restaurants. Instead of looking for a deal, let's show them that we care and want them to continue on post-pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. According to the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association, the restaurant and food service jobs make up 10% of employment in our state. That was in 2019. And since then, this past December, they did some surveys, and the results of that research was that 33% of restaurants in our state thought they would likely be out of business within 6 months if they didn't get support, and 52% of hotels said they were in danger of foreclosure. That all said, we do have this now second round of PPP funding, which will be a lifeline, but it's just so important that Restaurant Week also raise awareness that to dine in these restaurants, to get takeout, to support them, because it's supporting the community, it's supporting wages and benefits and so many jobs, and it decreases inequality. It does so many things to support these businesses, so we don't want to lose them. So we're hoping Restaurant Week, these chefs are putting their best foot forward, and we're just hoping to get people to get more takeout and dine in at them.
One thing that you're offering for Restaurant Week this year in Ann Arbor is course menus and chef highlights. Tell us about what that means.
So we still wanted to keep the course menu. So we typically do that, but typically it's like set pricing. So this time around, we kept it, but we let them price it at their own, what made sense for them. So Pacific Rim is always, I feel like, one of the most popular Restaurant Week places to go. So they still have a dine-in or to-go course menu, and it's three courses. And there's a vegetarian option. There's also, you know, non-vegetarian. But for instance, you know, for course one, they have spring rolls and crab cake. Or you choose from this. You don't get them all. But you choose from spring rolls, crab cakes, crispy fried quail, roasted Berkshire pork belly, or scallion crepes. So you choose one of those. And then for your second course, you choose, they have a roasted garlic soup, which sounds amazing. And then course three, you choose from a miso teriyaki salmon, a Thai peanut noodle, or Korean marinated ribeye. So there's and more. There's a bunch of different courses for that too. And a lot of the restaurants are structuring that where it's their highlights of the stuff that the chefs really make them shine.
Do you still have the same number of restaurants participating in Restaurant Week this year as usual?
It is a little reduced. So typically we have about 40, and I would say this time we'll have like about 30. So it's down a little bit, but that's completely understandable. I think there's so much going on that some people just don't even see, you know, emails or there's just too much and they're just doing, you know, just doing their own thing. So it is down.
And at this time, and it changes quickly, that we are allowed to dine in 25% capacity. So are all the restaurants participating in Restaurant Week in Ann Arbor this week offering the option of dine in and takeout?
The majority are offering a bunch of different options. So they have family meals to go. They have four courses that are to go or dine in. Some are just offering the to-go. Some are just offering the, you know, dine-in. So they're all different, and the website tries to break it down so you can kind of choose them, you know, vegetarian, lunch options. So it's broken down so you can hopefully, like, narrow down what you want and easily find those menus.
And we'll definitely put a link to that on our website, WEMU.org. And you mentioned demonstrations. What does that include, and where will we see them?
This is awesome. Like, this is something I've always wanted to do. Like, I just think Restaurant Week is so great, and that the chefs should be more out there and in the public, and for people to be able to connect with them during Restaurant Week. So I'm really excited about this, and I'm hoping it's something we can continue. For instance, Vinology, their chef Alex Young, he's a James Beard Award winner, and he has a link to making his famous fried chicken at home. So you can order the fried chicken and watch the video from home, or you can buy everything and make it along with the video. Bloom Meadworks has Mezcal Me Maybe cocktail. So you go, you pick up the cocktail kit, and then you get the QR code, and like, you watch along while they make it together with them. And then Zingerman's has a chicken pot pie video where you learn how to make chicken pot pie.
And what is the website we should be checking out?
AnnArborRestaurantWeek.com. And this time we are partnering with Destination Ann Arbor and the Washtenaw County Hotel Association. So this will be the first ever hotel week as well. And it's going to be the coinciding February 21 through 26. And a lot of the area hotels will be running specials centered around Restaurant Week. The Hampton Inn South, for instance, has includes a free breakfast and a $50 dining gift certificate for downtown. The Marriott in Ypsilanti you'll get a bottle of wine and a charcuterie board of meats and cheese when you check in. So we're really excited about that element to this now.
Ann Arbor Restaurant Week will still be happening this year in February. Sandra Andrade, Executive Director of Main Street Ann Arbor, thanks for all you do and for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Yeah, thank you.